Good news for two Christian converts in Iran. 25 years later, the Karen refugee crisis continues. And theology students are evicted from their school in Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After more than 9 months of imprisonment, Miriam Rustempour and Marzia Amirizadeh have been released from prison. The two Iranian Christians were being held for converting from Islam to Christianity. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says while they're out of prison, they're not out of danger.
Among very traditional Muslim families, the dishonor that is brought to that family by a conversion often results in discrimination, cutting off from the family, and even honor killing, which is very common, unfortunately, throughout parts of the Muslim world.
While their future is uncertain, Mueller says their suffering and celebration sends a clear message.
God is still building his church, and it empowered the Christians in the first century to be more bold in their witness. And today it is empowering the Christians in the 21st century in places like Iran and North Korea and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan.
Next, in 1984, the first wave of Myanmarese refugees fleeing from conflict began flooding across the border into Thailand. 25 years later, the crisis continues. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says,
there are currently over 150,000 refugees that have come into Thailand from Burma. There's still more flooding across the border.
The persecution and violence seems to have government support.
One of the generals said by the year 2010, there'll be no Karen people left. We're going to wipe them off the face of the earth.
But is the campaign ethnic or faith-based? Klein says it's a bit of both, but Karen believers are most persecuted.
It seems like they're trying to stamp out the church. They know that the number of Christians are growing. But, you know, it seems like whenever there's real persecution, the church seems to grow.
Vision Beyond Borders responds through their partners. Klein says,
because of the compassion of the Christians reaching out to these refugees coming in, even the Buddhists now are coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And so the gospel is increasing.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite nationwide power outages in Ecuador, HCJB Global continues to present the gospel. Along with their national partner, HCJB Global evangelizes through radio broadcasts. Impacted by the worst drought in 50 years, Ecuador's hydroelectric plant can no longer provide power for the nation. HCJB Global not only continues radio broadcasts, they also maintain their mission hospital using generators. Pray for power to be restored in Ecuador as soon as possible. Meanwhile, ION Network is urging prayer for their partner in Indonesia. Setia Theological College students face eviction from the building where they've been since the attack on the Setia campus a year ago. City officials want to relocate around 1,000 students to the Cebu Bar campsite this month. Hundreds of students protested and demanded a decent temporary place to stay as the school builds a new campus. Pray for wisdom for the leadership as they seek a peaceful resolution. And a new generation of believers is rising up, and they're not afraid to enter the red zone. They're called the millennial generation. That's anyone 26 years of age or younger. Mark Clark with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, says,
the red zone is a country or a region or even a people group where what we used to do in traditional missionary activity doesn't work. It's just restricted. So Christian workers who are there share their faith in creative but legal ways.
It includes business, education, and music. Clark says this passion is exciting to witness.
As their attitude, I call it bring it on kind of attitude, is there, so are the needs around the world.
To get involved with TEAM in the Red Zone, whether through praying, giving, or going, you can visit redzoneopportunities.org. While many say,
I'm not trained to be a missionary. That doesn't matter. If you have a willing heart, we can plug you in almost anywhere around the world.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love for the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.